Hey, welcome to the Nerdy Business Podcast. I am your host, Lauren Hazel. And this week, we have a banger coming to you because a lot of you listening to this episode will probably relate to having this problem. And we're going to address it because a lot of times I can have this problem too. I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Make sure, if you haven't, make sure you follow the podcast, like, subscribe, and share with folks. If you've been enjoying this podcast week after week, and I think this episode you're really going to enjoy, and it's called The Big P Won Again. Welcome to the Nerdy Business Podcast. All right, so in this week's episode, the funny thing is the Big P, kind of contributed to the topic of this episode accidentally, you know, because I didn't know what I was going to talk about, you know, this week. I didn't have an idea, but I made the commitment to record and I was going to do it, even though I should have done it a lot earlier. But you know how things go. And if you haven't guessed it yet, what the Big P is, it's called procrastination. Now, years ago, Ellen DeGeneres had a bit on procrastination. And I vaguely remember it, but it was something that I could relate to in regards to procrastination. Like, sometimes procrastination is what gives you time to do other things. But for us, if you are a business owner, you are a freelancer, or you are a professional in marketing or sales, procrastination could mean the death of your business, you not getting paid, or you wind up being in a worse position in the next week or day because you didn't get certain things done. In this case, since the Big P won again, I lost something precious called time. Okay, time is the thing we cannot get back. And that's often the cost of us losing the battle against procrastination, even though sometimes it can be really helpful. In this case, a lot of you who have email lists, customers, people who've opted in for something, you know, you oftentimes don't write as much as you should to your list. Therefore, not establishing a relationship, a connection, and also selling whatever your goods are. And usually the Big P wins again because people have, you know, some hang-ups about writing in the first place, such as not knowing what to write about. Just like I didn't know what I was going to be talking about on this podcast. Not knowing what to write about just stops people in general. You know, they have no idea, oh, what am I going to write to my list about? Meanwhile, it's their list, the people that in some cases they paid money to get these people on list, and then they have no idea what they're going to write them about. And it causes this friction of wanting to sit down and start typing. You know, start figuring out because you don't even know where to begin. And so the Big P rears its ugly head, and next thing you know, you don't start watch TV, start watching YouTube videos, you know, oh, I want to take a nap, I want to get something to eat, oh, I got something else to do. And you never get the email written. And if you have any type of business, especially if your business is mostly online, your email list is one of the vehicles you have at your disposal to helping you keep your business afloat, to helping you build that relationship, to lowering your cost of acquisition. And most of us are terrible at being consistent in writing to our list because we don't plan what we should write. So when we get in those moments when it's time to write, we have something to write about. It's that old saying of, if you fail to plan, you know, saying, it's that situation of not thinking about, if you know you're going to get stuck on what to write about, then we need to solve that problem before it's time to sit down and write, not be like, oh, I can't write about anything, I don't know what to write about, and then we don't do it. That's when procrastination wins. And we can't always let procrastination win. Sometimes it's a blessing, but a lot of times it's not a blessing to us, especially for those of us where it costs a lot of money to get people on a list in the first place. So do not let not knowing what to write stop you because we have time to plan what we could write about. I've seen marketer, seller. He used to carry a little notebook, but then he used to type in his phone. And when we were out hanging out together, something happened. He's like, oh, that's a good idea. And then he pulled out his phone and his app, and then he wrote about what happened. It was like enough notes for him to use later. And he was like, yeah, this is going to make a good email later. So even though he's out and about, he sees something that was an inspiration for an idea, and he pulled out his cell phone, and he wrote it inside of his cell phone to use for later. That way, when he sits down, he's like, ooh, what am I going to write about? He just opens that file, and there are all the ideas of things that he can write about, so he doesn't have to worry about the big P invading his space and stopping him from doing what he needed to do. And that's something that we all can do. I often try to do that as much as possible. Sometimes it's in an email and I email it to myself. Sometimes it's in a Google Keep note. Or I'll write it down if I'm near a table and a pen. Because anytime there's inspiration about something that could be a good subject, I need to make sure I can remember it. Because if I sit down and have nothing to write about, then the big P will start to loom over my computer screen and invade my space. And I can't have that happen. And you can't let it happen either. The next thing. Thinking you have to be a good writer. The amount of like people who are coaches or who are thought leaders who, you know, they don't want to hire anybody else to write their emails because no one else can write the emails like them, fine folks, are often people who never write to their list because they believe they have to be a good writer. I'm here to tell you, you don't. A lot of very good copywriters I know are horrible writers. They're horrible writers. Grammar, all that. Can't put too many ideas together type folks. And they can write copy that converts. Because when it comes to writing copy, you don't need to be a good writer. You do have to have a little bit of an understanding of some human psychology, though, or be observant and such to, you know, just to name a couple of things. But you don't have to be a good writer. Oftentimes, being a good writer hurts you from writing good copy that convinces people about a subject or to help people bring out emotion in it. You know, I should have better grammar than what I have. And that's because I don't really practice it often enough. You know, I don't. So my writing sometimes has a whole bunch of grammatically incorrect things all the time because I forgot some of the rules that I used to know in school because I don't write too many academic papers anymore. I used to. But that's one skill set versus the skill set of writing to convince people to do something. Like writing to build a relationship is different than writing an academic paper about Bitcoin. And so you don't have to be a good writer to actually write to your list. Let that go. It doesn't help you. Being a good writer will probably hurt you more than help you when it comes to building a relationship, because the reason why you're emailing people is to build that relationship to get them to part with money at some point. It may not be immediately a direct, hey, buy this thing or here's this thing's offered. It could be something that's down the road, but you got to build a relationship with people, to let them open up to you, to know what you could offer them that would be most valuable. You got to build a relationship to make sure that you have good email sending scores because part of that is how they engage with you. Build a good relationship to build your brand. And you don't have to be a good writer for that. Next thing. Waiting to the last minute kills a lot of us. I am guilty of this one big time. Waiting to the last minute. You know, you feel, oh, I don't feel like doing this. I'm tired, or, you know, whatever. Every time you wait till the last minute, terrible things ought to happen. Because you had all the time and you ignored the time because you didn't feel like doing it. And, you know, you let the big P win over and over again, procrastination. And now you've waited till the last minute and now you're trying to rush to get something out and then you decide not to do it. Screw it. That kills a lot of us. We're all, I think, mostly guilty of that. I know I have been. And so for me personally, I literally will put multiple notes, calendar notes and stuff when I need to get something done and say, okay, if it's due Thursday, I'll tell myself that it's due on Wednesday or it's at least due on Tuesday. I'll break up what the project is. I'll do whatever I have to do so that even if I wait to the day of due, it's only a little bit that has to be done because most of the stuff was already done, even if I do procrastinate. In fact, sometimes I build a procrastination into my schedule just to keep up, especially when I have a lot of things that are happening and not always related. Because waiting to the last minute sucks, and it means that probably something might suffer. Now, that's not always true. Sometimes waiting to the last minute gives me the best ideas for stuff and it works. But that's not everybody, and that's not for everything. So when it comes to writing email, especially to a list that you haven't figured out what you might want to sell them or what you really want to do, but you've built this list, procrastination, that, you know, that thing tends to win in a lot of those situations. And especially of the first two things I mentioned, not being able to know what you're writing about and thinking you have to be a good writer. Waiting till last minute. Woo, you sure will if you have to be a good writer, which is not true. So we got to all be careful. Those are just three things I mentioned. There could be other stuff going on with you. Why we're not writing to our email list. Why we're not creating that content that builds that relationship. Because the longer we wait to do what we're supposed to do, the harder it's going to be in the future to do what we need to do. Especially when we need to keep the sales in our business, especially when we want to help promote somebody else's stuff, we have to turn around and take in ourselves to win over this procrastination thing. We can't let the big P win. So I want you listening to this episode, say with me, we will not let the big P win. And every time you're about to procrastinate and it's time to write that email to your list, remember this episode, go back and listen to it over and over again. The things we can do, write down little ideas on notes when you have it, the inspiration. Do not believe you have to be a good writer. In fact, you can go to plenty of websites and see horrible writing and people are still writing. And not waiting till the last minute. Things I do is literally I will break a project into smaller pieces. Especially if it's dragging, I will put many alerts and things in my calendar. If the project is due on one day, I say it's due 2 days before and do everything possible to make sure I have enough annoyances, aka the reminders going off on my phone, my computer, to make me actually say, screw it, let me just do it. Anyway, our time is up for the week. I am Lauren Hazel. I am your host for Nerdy Business Podcast. I hope you don't let the big P win this week or in your future. If you thought this episode was valuable, make sure to like and share. We are on every other podcast network, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. Make sure you share, make sure you subscribe. And until next time, if you want to talk to me, not necessarily about beating procrastination, but about your email copywriting needs or consulting and all your sales needs, all you have to do is go to my website, wolfpackleads, that's LEADS.com, and book a time with me. Until the next episode, peace.